beside thee. Whom in heaven but thee I'm calling Savior, blessed Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let's sing this. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and we'll take up the offering and have a special. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by his moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Brother Thomas, will you help me this evening? Sister Ronald, get ready for a song.
Bless the tithes and offering and the prayer request of Brother Dale, in Jesus' name, amen.
Maybe see the sister on her come. Just playing for Sister Esther. If you would remember the Steve White family, said an employee who worked for me and a good friend and friend of the family passed today. And at the funeral, I was kind of asking the wife, because we were friends for many years, 24 years, I guess, and she said, appreciate you. She said, it was God that made the difference in his life. He's a very good young Christian man. Young, I say younger than me, 63, but still he is a good friend. And pray for the family.
Moses led God's children 40 years. He led them through the cold and through the night. Though they say, let's turn back, valleys. Though we climb high mountains, we cannot give up the fight. We must be like Moses. We must keep on going. Canaan land is just inside. There will be no sorrow, pain, that tomorrow. We will be there by and by. Milk and honey flowing, that is where I'm going. Canaan's land is just inside. Oh, there will be no sorrow, there in that tomorrow. We will be there by and by. Milk and honey flowing, that is where I'm going. Canaan's land is just inside.
What a blessing. Amen. Let's all stand as we're going to change over the service. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Amen. Is that what you want?
Holy, holy, holy,
you are
holy, 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 I want to see you.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Why don't we give the Lord a clap of praise? Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. David said, I was happy when they said, let us come to the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I believe a true Christian, amen, would be happy to be in the house of God. Amen. Brother Branham said, believers want to be with other believers. And if you don't want to be with other believers, something's wrong. That's a direct quote from the prophet. If you don't want to be with other believers, something is wrong with your experience with God. Because we're supposed to have the same Holy Ghost. Brother Dale has the same Holy Ghost that I have. Zach has the same Holy Ghost that I have. That Holy Ghost unites us together. Amen. That Holy Ghost binds us together. Amen. And it makes us want to fellowship with one another. And if you're trying to get away, you're trying to, seek something else. Amen. Hurry up. Get out of the church. Amen. Hey, something's wrong. Something's wrong with your experience. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the prayers as we were gone this past weekend. Certainly had a good time, and thank you very much for praying for us. Amen. We bring greetings from different ministers and different people. They just send greetings to Brother Dale, Brother Wade, and Brother Chris. I didn't get to shake Brother Chris Long was up there. Of course, Brother Ronnie Long was up there preaching. He was one of the ministers, his son. And I got to shake his hand, but I didn't get to shake Brother Chris Sand. But his wife came over to me. And I had only seen his wife one time, the last time she was here. And so when she shook my hand and she said, please tell Brother Dale and Brother Wade, we just love them so much. And tell them we appreciate them so much. And I said, you're Brother Long's wife, right? Because I wanted to make sure, you know, it was, yes, yes, yes. So, but we had a good time, amen. It was wonderful meetings, and it was just different atmosphere, amen. It's just nice to be under a spout like that, amen. Praise the Lord. So, let's just turn to the word tonight, amen. We want to turn to Psalms chapter 27, Psalms chapter 27. Amen. And I will do my best tonight not to take up too much of your time. Amen. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. We'll read down to verse 6. I think I only gave the brothers to verse 5, but we'll read down to verse 6. He says here, David speaking, he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Awesome words to hear, amen, in the hour that we're living in. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Praise the Lord. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. And watch what he says in verse 4. He says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Not just on Wednesday and Sunday. All the days of my life. And this was David in the Old Testament. Without the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Exactly.
Wanting to dwell, not just in a physical temple,
no.
But to be in the presence of the Lord 24/7.
Amen.
I don't know of any Christian who would not want to be in that presence. No, amen.
Exactly.
All the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock.
Amen.
We know that rock is Christ.
Glory.
And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of sadness.
No.
Sacrifices of depression.
No.
Sacrifices of bump on a log.
No.
Sacrifices of I already know this. No, he says sacrifices of joy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sacrifices of excitement.
Yeah.
Sacrifices of praising God. Amen.
Yeah.
Sacrifices of, hey, the presence of the Lord is here. I'm in here. He's in me. Amen. Praise God. Sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. The Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. Let's just bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, once again for the opportunity to serve You, Lord. Thank You, Father God, for the reading of Your word, for the, just reading, Father God, these words of life, Father God, that, Lord, maybe to a lot of people, they don't mean anything, Father God, but they certainly meant a lot to David. They certainly mean a lot to a Christian, Father God, filled with Your Spirit, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that You would anoint them to our hearts, Father God, and let us leave here different than what we came, Lord God. Lord, heal the sick amongst us, Lord. Lord, save those that need saving. Lord, deliver those that need deliverance, Lord. And you just have your will and your way in our midst, Lord. We just commit this time into your hands. I commit myself and my lips, Lord. Keep me from saying anything that would not be glorifying to you and that would not that would hinder anybody, Father God. But Lord, help me to say only those things that would edify the people and glorify you. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. If I want to give this a little title, this little thought, amen, I just want to call it amen. The one thing that matters most. The one thing that matters most. You know, David here, he's saying in verse four, he says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Amen. Praise God. You know, there's different things that we have in our lives, amen, that will get our attention. Amen. You know what it is that grabs your attention more, amen, in your life. We all have things that grab our attention, and it's very easy. This is an hour, amen, where everywhere you look, amen, there's attention grabbing. Amen. You go down the road, there's attention grabbers, amen. But it's called marketing. Amen. They market to you heavily. When you're watching a video, there's attention grabbers right there. Amen. When you're doing whatever you're doing, you're just looking through the email. Amen. Even in email now, there's attention grabbers. Amen. But that one thing, amen, that is getting your attention. Amen. What if it's more than God? Amen. Then that's the thing that you're in love with the most. That is the thing that has grabbed your attention the most. Amen. Whatever it may be. Amen. It could be video games. Right. It could be a business that you have, or it could be the TV that you have in your house. It could be, amen, being on the internet constantly 24/7. Amen. If that takes the place of God in your life, amen, you're in love with that thing, and that has become your God. Amen. Praise God. And David said here, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Amen. And that one thing will I seek after. Amen. David, amen, without the Holy Ghost, to have a desire for God. Amen. That is something great. How much more with you and I, amen, with the Holy Ghost in this hour, with the grace of God in this hour. Amen. To have a desire for God. Amen. You are blessed. Amen. You are blessed, amen, in this hour to be able to thirst for God, amen, and to seek for righteousness and to seek for justice and to seek, amen, the things of God. You are blessed. Amen. Not many people out here feel that way. Not many people out here don't even know, amen. They just know that they need to be at church. They went to church. They know that there's a Bible. It's got dust all over it, amen. They might pick it up, amen, maybe on Mother's Day. They might pick it up maybe on Easter. Amen. But you are blessed, amen, if you are in the Word day 24/7. Now, that's not saying, amen, that you read the Word, amen, sleeping or anything like that. Amen. But the Word is in your mind consistently. Amen. That is wanting to be with God. Amen. David said, this one thing, amen, have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Amen. And it reminds me of what Jesus said, amen, that you will, if you seek, you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. The problem is that we don't seek. Or if we do, we seek very, very, very lackadaisic, if that's a word. Amen. What if you lost something important in your life? Amen. Something, I've lost my wallet. Amen. I've lost important things. Amen. I lost my wallet and it's gotta be somewhere. I'll see if it comes to me. Maybe I'll find it in the yellow pages or in a Google search. I'll find the wallet. No, I started seeking that thing. I started looking for that thing. That thing was important. That thing had documents, amen, that I didn't want anybody else to see or get a hold of, amen. That thing was important to me, amen. And to David, amen, being in the presence of God was important, amen. It was important that he said, that one thing will I seek after, amen. To be in the presence of God, amen. Every single time he had the opportunity to be in that presence, amen, he was going to be right there. Amen. And if that one thing, amen, if Christ and God, if it's important to you, you're going to do whatever it takes to be in that presence. You're going to do whatever you have to do, amen, to be in that presence, amen, because it's important to you. Amen. Amen. And the thing is, you know, if we seek something, if we lost something, let's say you lost a wedding band or you lost an important ring or something that maybe was passed down to your family, maybe you sought after it, but maybe you might not find it. But you, at least you sought it, right? Amen. But the thing is with Jesus, amen, when you seek, you are going to find. When you seek with Jesus, you will find. Otherwise, he'd make him a liar. Amen. He said, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. And we're wondering, amen, why is God not in my life? Why I don't see things happening in my life? Why isn't that things are not taking place in my life? Are you really seeking the way you should be seeking? Is that one thing more important to you than, amen, go and get Subway, amen, at 2 o'clock or before 2 o'clock? Oh man, we gotta hurry up and finish service, amen, because Subway, amen, you know, they're waiting for us. You know that is that more important to you than the presence of God? Than when the Holy Spirit is moving in our midst? Amen. The Subway ain't going anywhere. Taco Bell's not going anywhere, amen, but the presence of the Lord, amen, amen. He's timid, amen. He's timid, and that might be your only chance, amen, to get a hold of God, amen. If you don't get a hold of God right then, amen, you might not have another opportunity. So why do we rush these things? Don't you understand that sometimes we hinder the Spirit of God by rushing? Amen. One thing have I desired, amen. And with Jesus Christ, if you seek, you will find. Period. Knock, and he shall open unto you. Is what he promised. But are we doing it with our whole heart? With all our heart? Is it that important to us? Amen. Praise God. Is it important for us, amen, to really be in the house of God? Or is it, you know, just every now and then it's okay? Every now and then I pick up the Bible, it's alright. Every now and then I lift up my hands, amen, it's okay. God, amen. Or are you really seeking? Because when you seek, you will find. That's what he said, right? There's no doubt about it. You will find when you seek. Amen. Praise God. I want you to keep that thought in mind. Amen. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. This is a simple thought tonight. Amen. But sometimes, you know, we get into these ruts. Amen. In our lives. Amen. Let me tell you what, saints. I just, you know, confession is good for the soul. Amen. And during this year, amen, I've felt like I've been in a rut. And I got into a point where I just wasn't praying like I should. I wasn't meditating like I should. I wasn't, amen. And it's not that I hate, you know, I wanted to go serve the devil and anything like that. No, nothing like that. Amen. It's just sometimes you get into this point, amen, that I've got it figured out and you know, I understand different things and, you know, God has revealed the word to me, amen, and then you get laxed. And that's a dangerous point to be in, saints. That is a dangerous point. That's the reason why, amen, I appreciate our ministry that we have here, but it can be dangerous to you if you're not careful. It can be seriously dangerous because we get so laxed in this hour. We get so comfortable. Amen. So comfortable that we lean over to the wall. Amen. And we just fall asleep. Put that blanket on us. Amen. I already know about Daniel 70 weeks. I already know these things. I've got everything that I need. Amen. We're going to see here the rich young ruler. Amen. In just a moment. We're going to talk about him. Amen. You're on dangerous ground when you take that attitude when you come to church, saints. Amen. And what happens is that you become critical and you become, amen, sour. And you become a wrinkled face, amen. Everything makes you angry. Everything that everybody does, amen, or wherever people go, amen, it makes you upset. Amen. Somebody goes to some youth camp or something like that. Why are they doing that? Amen. Why are they going? Amen. We just become so sour and so, amen. Don't you understand that you hinder your walk with God? Amen. Praise God. Now, I was getting like that throughout this year. Amen. Now, I said, and the other, last Wednesday, this is just in the form of testimony. Last Thursday, I got up and I just really couldn't sleep. So I got up, I woke up around 4:15 in the morning. And I've just had a burden for my children. Amen. I said, Lord, I want you to do something for them. And of course, what parent would not want, amen, for God to do something for their kids? Amen. I don't know any parent that you would not want, amen, for their children to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know of any parent who would not want their children, amen, to be further their walk with God. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. Amen. That's what my parents wanted for me. Amen. And to this day, if it wasn't for their prayers, if it wasn't for them, amen, sitting down with me and reading the word with me and having devotionals and things like that, amen, I would not be in the place where I am now. They spent that time with me, and now, amen, all that time they spent, amen, it's coming, amen, to fruition. Amen. It will pay off, parents. It will pay off. Just do it. It's not Brother Dale's responsibility or Brother Wade's or Brother Bob's or Brother Aaron's or my responsibility to straighten up your children. It's your responsibility. You're the parent, amen. If you don't know how to pray, find out how to pray, amen. You're the one who needs to, they are seeking something, amen. And these are times, amen, that you've got to be there for them. Brother Dale can't do that for you. Brother Dale's got his ministry, amen, and he can bring forth the word. Maybe something might touch it, amen. Amen. But it's up to you on a daily basis to do that for your children, amen. Praise God. I know this ain't what you were looking for, but amen, this is what you're going to get. Amen. So, it's you parents, amen. You understand that the churches, the families are the backbone of a church. Families are the backbone of the church, and if we are not doing with our children, amen, what we're supposed to be doing, we're failing the ministry, we're failing the church. I got up that morning and I said, Lord, I can't sleep. I remembered what Brother Dale would say. He said sometimes he'd get up in the mornings at 3 or 4 in the morning and he'd just start praying, you know. He'd just start praying. And maybe that's what God wanted me to do that morning. Started praying and I just got a real burden for my children. I said, Lord, save my children, Father. I said, Lord, give them the Holy Ghost. I said, Father, do something for them. I said, it may take 10 years, 15 years. I don't know, but Lord, you do something for them. And it's my responsibility, amen, to intervene for my children. Amen. And that day, you know, I just started feeding on the word and just really just getting in God. And I got home that night and I said, Lord, I told my family, I said, we're just going to sit down. We're just going to listen to, watch a service. We watched one of those services there from Louisiana camp a few weeks ago. And we just watched the whole thing and, the preaching was wonderful and, I got up to, I think I was using the restroom. We were down in the basement. And as the songs were going forth there at the end, they were praying for people and things like that. And I just looked over in the corner and I saw Bella. She was right there, you know, she was just there, just crying. Now that morning I got up and I said, Lord, touch my children. She was just right there in that corner, just crying. Amen. I sat back down and I said, something told me, you better go minister to her. Yeah, right, yeah. Amen. During that whole, the song service was going on. Amen. There at the preaching. Amen. It was going on. We were there, Bella, my wife, Zoe. We just got all together, just huddled together and just started praying. Amen. Amen. I started praying for her and we had church in the basement. Amen. We had church after church. Amen. That's why, saints, we cannot be critical of anything else going out here, amen. Just because they are not in here, amen, doesn't mean that God is not in it. Amen. I don't care what needs to happen, amen, whether God uses another minister or whether God uses another movement, amen, whatever will get my children, amen, to walk closer to God, that's what I want, amen. If the brother believes something different, amen. I don't care if it's drawing my child, if it's drawing me closer to God, amen. God will handle the doctrine part later, amen. I want them to be closer to God, amen. Praise God. But sometimes we get critical spirits, amen. And we hinder everybody else around us with our critical spirits. I will tell you right now, I will not accept critical spirits anymore. Because if I would have said, well, this brother's the one that's preaching, I don't understand. My daughter would not come. Something happened to her that night. Something. She hasn't been the same since then. And I want that to continue. I only say this. I don't say this to boast. I say this to encourage you, young. All it took was a prayer, amen. And God that afternoon did something for my family, amen. God changed things. God could change situations in your life, amen. Going to the camp meetings that we went to last weekend, amen. It'll do something to you when you see your children, amen, basking in the presence of God, jumping and shouting and screaming, amen, when they've never done that before. It'll do something to you, amen. I'd rather see them be happy in the Lord, amen, than be out there in a pop concert, amen, doing the same thing and then shooting up drugs afterwards and kissing and hugging and having sex, amen. I would want them to do that, amen, instead of criticizing it, amen. You better be careful what you criticize. Because you could be blaspheming the Holy Spirit and not even know it. Amen. I believe Bella had a good time. Even Zoe. Now they want, he's like, look, when is the next meeting? Now they want more. Amen. Hey, I want them to say that to me more than give me an Xbox or give me something like that. Amen. Praise God. That's eternity. Praise the Lord. The one thing that I desired most, said David, amen. That's that one thing, amen, that I'm seeking after. Amen. Seek and you shall find. Amen. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Praise God. You know, we look at the rich young ruler. Amen. He came to Jesus and he said, Lord, the Bible says that he actually went running to Jesus. And he kneeled to Jesus, the Bible says. That means he was really seeking. He was really sincere. And what he wanted, he said, if I can have, how is it that I can obtain eternal life? And Jesus, amen, knowing that he knew all things, he starts asking him, hey, have you kept the commandments? I've done this with all of my life, from my youth, he said. He wasn't a bad person. And maybe he obtained some of his riches, amen, by, maybe it was an inheritance. Maybe he was a hard worker and worked hard in his life. And obtain those things. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. He was a blessed man. Right? And now he wanted eternal life because he knew that eternal life could not, there was no way to obtain eternal life. Amen. In the current sacrificing of sheep and goats and things like that. Amen. There was a salvation. Amen. But he wanted eternal life and he knew that through Jesus Christ, there was an eternal life. Amen. There was something that he could obtain beyond than what he just had.
Amen.
And Jesus said, did you keep the commandments? And he said, I've done this from my youth up. And you know what Jesus says? He says, one thing that thou lackest. Now it was that one thing that David was seeking after. Amen. It was the one thing that the rich young ruler lacked. And Jesus, amen, went to the root of the problem. Now let me ask you this, amen. What is that one thing that is hindering your life? You know what it is, and God definitely knows what it is. Is it prayer? Is it really being sincere about coming and to church, serving God? Or is it something in your household that's hindering, amen? What is it? Only you know. And definitely, as I said, God knows. And Jesus came into the root of the issue, and he said, one thing thou lackest. Sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. Oh my. He touched them exactly where he needed to be touched. Amen. He got to the root of the problem. Amen. Now I believe Jesus knew how he was going to respond. Now I've picked weeds and things like that out in my yard and things like that and done yard work. And when you're picking weeds, amen, you get to some really stubborn ones sometimes. And you can't pull that thing. I mean, some of them, they just come out nice and easy. Ooh, for the root and everything. But some of them, they are stubborn. Amen. And you know, you're right there and maybe you start by cutting the stalk a little bit, kind of getting in the leaves a little bit so that you can get closer down to the root. That's what Jesus was doing when he was asking him, have you kept the commandments? Have you done this, that? And he was cutting down a little bit of that stalk, amen. Cutting down a little bit of those leaves and things. Coming down to the root.
Right.
Expose the root for him, and it was up to him, amen, to do something about that root. Right. It was up to the rich. Jesus wasn't going to do it for him. Jesus was not going to do it for you, just like he will not do it for you, amen. There's a part that you got to do.
Right.
He's exposed it, amen. Sometimes he exposes it through the preaching of the word. Sometimes he exposes it to a sermon of Brother Branham. Sometimes he exposes it through the word, amen. Right. But you're the one who's got to change.
Right.
He can't do it for you. Amen. And you get to that root, amen, and sometimes, and you know, it's really thick and it's really gross and milky stuff is coming out of it and things like that. And you know, you're like, man, I'm already tired. I'm going to leave this thing alone. And you watch in a few weeks.
Yep.
That thing will be growing back up and probably even bigger than what it was when you first found it. Amen. And Jesus got to the root of the issue with the rich young ruler. And it was up to him to change that. And what does the Bible say? The Bible says that he got sad. He got upset. Jesus was there showing him exactly what he needed to do. Preaching the gospel to him. And he got upset. He got so like some of us get sometimes. I can't believe he's telling me. Amen. He's up there meddling. I like what brother Aaron was talking yet last Wednesday. Amen. And I said, hey, if you need to meddle, if it's the truth, meddle away. Meddle away if it's the truth. Because if the truth, amen, the meddling stomps on my toes and makes me change. Amen. I want to keep meddling. Amen. If it's the word, keep meddling. If you don't like meddling, then something's wrong then. If meddling is the truth, amen, it's not meddling. It's the truth. And Jesus Christ is truth.
Amen?
Amen. But you see, the rich young ruler, amen, the Bible says, it says in Mark chapter 10, it says, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. When it's put before you, what you need to do in order to come to that extra, that next step with God, and you don't want to do it, amen, there's a problem with you. I just let that marinate in your soul. You see the solution. You know what you got to do. And you don't want to do it. There's a problem. There's a spiritual issue. There's something that you don't want to let go. Or that you're so comfortable. Either that or your mind is seared. I hope that none of us have come to that point. That your mind is seared. That you're so comfortable with just coming to church. And being here. Amen. And that is a dangerous point to be. Rich young ruler did not obtain what he came after. Jesus clearly told him, he said, one thing thou lackest, go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Amen. That's the eternal life that he was seeking after. That was the eternal life that he was seeking after. He told him how to obtain eternal life. And he didn't like it the way it came. He thought that he was going to give him a checklist to do. All right, now you've done the commandments. Now you do this, and then you do this, and then you do this. Amen. Or give him some secret formula, you know, like some of us when we're reading, you know, these motivational speakers and these things like that. The secret formula, amen, to not fall asleep, you know, in church. Or whatever. Yeah. We need to find it, yes. Absolutely. The secret formula, amen. Steps 1, 2, 2, and 3, amen. To do this, that, or the other. Obtain a million in a year. You know. And that's what the rich young ruler thought that he was going to give him. He gave him something totally different. Jesus always surprises. Jesus always gives us everything totally contrary to what you think it's going to be. Even his birth was that way. Totally contrary to what the Pharisees thought Messiah was going to be. Totally contrary to what the people thought it was going to be. They read it in the Word. They saw it in the Word. And they got it in their mind that it had to be that way. But when it came totally different, amen, they could not receive it. That's not the Messiah. That's not what we read in the Bible. And it was exactly what they needed. Now, what about you and I, saints? Amen. When there's something in your life, amen, and God is calling and tugging and pulling at that exact root, amen. And no, that can't be God. That can't be God. That's not God, amen. And he's tugging, amen. He's pulling, amen. Amen. But at one point, amen, he's exposing, but at some point, he's going to leave it alone. He's not going to deal with you always. The Bible says that he will not always strive with man. He will not always strive with you. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible doesn't say tomorrow. It says today. Do it while you can, right now. Amen. Do it while you have the opportunity. You got up at 4 in the morning? Pray while you have the opportunity. It's quiet. It's nice and quiet. Amen. Have a burden for your children. Not just have a burden, amen, so they can make it through school and do extracurricular things and be number one, this and that and the other. Amen. To get the Holy Ghost, amen. I'd rather get the Holy Ghost and they'd be homeless all their life, amen. But they got the Holy Ghost. I'd rather they get the Holy Ghost, amen. I would feel happy, amen. But I know that God will take care of everything else, amen. When the Holy Ghost, when they put God first, amen. God will take care of the financials. God will take care of everything else, amen. But when you put work before God, young people, and when you put school before God, when you put extracurricular things before God, amen, something is wrong with you spiritually. There's no doubt about it. Something is wrong with you spiritually, and you need an experience with God. Amen. Praise God. I promise I wasn't going to be long tonight. Amen. Let's look at another example. Amen. Let's look at Martha and Mary. Amen. How many know that story of Martha and Mary? Amen. In Luke chapter 10. Jesus one day, he came to Bethany, I think is the place where they were at, where they lived. And he came to them, amen. He wanted to come visit Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, amen. The Bible says that they were his friends. And so he wanted to go visit them, amen. He might not gave them a text message before he got there, you know. He just stopped by surprise, you know. It was a surprise visit, you know, because he loved them. The Bible says that he loved them, and they must have loved Jesus as well. Amen. He didn't send them any word, amen. It was totally different from the way Jesus reacted, amen, when Simon the Pharisee invited him to his home. You see, Jesus doesn't automatically go to somebody's house, amen, that he doesn't really, he's not welcome that. Amen. That's not where he's going to show up. But he knew that he would be welcomed here. And so he went there, amen. But it was different with Simon, amen, the Pharisee. Simon sent out the invitation, come get Jesus. Then Jesus went. Jesus always keeps his invitations. Jesus always keeps his promises. Amen. It's not like some of us, amen. Sometimes, amen. Well, you know, you said I was going to, you know, we had an appointment today, amen. I just seen it 5 minutes before the appointment. I'm not going to make it. Jesus is not like that. He'll fix everything around him. Amen. He'll get the disciples. Amen. Ready to, you know, you take care of this, that, and the other. I got an appointment to go to. To see Simon the Pharisee. Amen. I love him. Praise God. So he came to Martha and Mary's house, and Martha was there ready to open the door for him. Amen. She as soon as Jesus. Oh my, what a privilege, what a surprise. Oh my, you know, and she was ready to receive him, amen. And it's like some of us saints, amen. You know, when we first come to the word, amen, we're excited about this word, amen. Jesus comes into our lives, amen, we're happy, we're excited, amen. There's nothing that you would not do, amen. You definitely come early to church, you definitely come, amen, to get it, make sure the tape is playing, amen, to get the tape. You make sure that you read every morning before you go to work. You make sure that you pray every night before you go to bed. You do everything that you need to do, amen, because you're excited about God. And unfortunately, many of us have lost that excitement. Now, you know, if we pray or not, it's okay. Before we go to bed, I'm just too tired. We read the Word of God. I'll get it when I come to church Wednesday. That's enough word for me. Jesus will take whatever you give him. But I promise you, that's all you'll get. Whatever you give him. Amen. Martha was excited to see Jesus. Amen. And so we know the story. Jesus walks in. Amen. And Martha probably told him, sit down. Let me start making things ready for you. Amen. She started going in the kitchen. Amen. She started cooking. Amen. The eggs, and she started frying the bacon. She started making the biscuits. Amen. Well, I don't know. It might have been breakfast time. I don't know. Amen. She started cooking the hash browns. She started cooking. Maybe she even had some fried okra. I don't know. You know? But she got busy. She wanted to serve the Lord. Now, a lot of people, you know, they see Martha as like, she's like the bad one, you know, and that she, Martha was not a bad person. Martha loved Jesus. Martha was so in love with the Lord and knew that that was God. Amen. That was just not any other man. That was God. Amen. And she knew that so much that she wanted to serve him. Amen. But that was her problem. Later we see Mary, you know, she's there cooking, you know, Martha's there cooking and doing the things, and Mary all of a sudden, you know, starts getting down, you know, Martha's probably thinking, hey, Mary's going to come over here and help me and things, but then as she's there cooking and making the cake, putting the turkey in the oven, whatever she was doing, she looks over the window, the little window there in the kitchen, amen, facing the living room area, and she sees Mary, amen, sitting down. Listening at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Oh my, I wish I was there. You know, the Bible doesn't show what Jesus was telling her, amen, or what he was saying at the moment, amen, but I wish I was there, amen. I wish I would have been there, you know, just listening. And Mary was enthralled with what Jesus was saying. Amen. She's like, Lord, I know you're God. Amen. And I got to take this opportunity, amen, to hear what you have to say. And she was there just listening, and she was there. And Jesus was probably there just smiling at her and saying different things, talking, you know, and she was just there listening. She probably had her mouth open. Sometimes some of us have our mouth open, but with our eyes closed. Oh, I'm listening. But she was enthralled with what, and then, oh God, I gotta take advantage of this time. I gotta take, oh my, oh, what he's saying. And then all of a sudden Martha comes in here. Jesus! Interrupts the whole thing. Interrupts how sometimes we do, amen, when the Spirit is working. Jesus, it's time to go to Subway. We got service at 2. We got this, that, and the other. We got to go. Amen. Jesus, tell Mary to come and help me. She probably snapped that neck back into him. You better tell him to go, go in there and help me. And the thing is saints, is that Martha was not wrong. Amen. We need a lot more Marthas in life. Amen. Because sometimes if we don't have Marthas in life, things don't get done. some of us, amen, we're so, so passive about things too, you know, that we're like hippies sometimes. Yeah, whatever happens. Yeah. Oh yeah. Please. But Martha, she knew how to get things done. She reminds me of Brother Wade. That's a good thing. If we didn't have Brother Wade like that, or, you know, some of these brothers, amen, who take action, amen, some of us would be like, what in the world's going on around here, you know? We need them. Amen. But we also need Mary's.
That's right.
We also need Mary's. Mary was right there, amen, and Martha just interrupted the whole thing. And watch what Jesus tells her. He said, Lord, verse 40 in Luke chapter 10, verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that service is going to start at 2:00? And, you know, and you don't care about that. You don't care, amen, that my sister hath left me to serve alone. Bid her therefore that she helps me. Amen. In other words, you know, you tell her, she felt like she was right. She was standing right there next to Jesus, looking down at her. And Mary was probably like, Lord, amen. And you watch what Jesus says. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. Let me tell you what, when Jesus calls your name twice, he's about to say something. He's about to say something. You know? Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. In other words, you are so concerned about all these externals that you're forgetting that I'm here. In other words, you're so concerned about serving me and forgetting to be with me. And isn't that how we are sometimes? We're so concerned about this, that, and the other that has to do with God, that has to do with the church, and that has to do... And we forget that Jesus is on the scene. We forget to be in His presence. We forget to be with Jesus in order to serve Jesus. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. The turkey's not going to burn. Turkey will be fine. But one thing is needful. That one thing, see? It's that one thing that's hindering you and hindering me. God knows what it is and you know what it is. One thing is needful. There's only one thing, saints. Amen. All those things are fine. Amen. Extracurricular things, they're fine. Your business, that's fine. You need to feed your family. Your farm, whatever it is, amen, that's all fine. But only one thing is needed. One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, and which shall not be taken away from her.
Right.
Jesus didn't say, I'm not going to take this away from her. And Jesus didn't rebuke Martha either for doing what she was doing. Oh, that was good. I'm glad that you are doing that for me. Praise God. But the Word takes the preeminence.
Right.
The Spirit takes the preeminence.
Right.
Amen. Martha, you're encumbered by mechanics. Amen. But you need to be also mindful of the dynamics as well. Amen. Martha, you're encumbered, amen, with all these things, amen. But you need to be, amen, also mindful of the Spirit moving. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Don, you know about mechanics and things like that. And some of these brothers, they know about mechanics. Amen. And if you can shine and polish mechanics. Amen. But if it doesn't have gas in it, if it doesn't have some form of combustion in order to fire up the gas to make those mechanics and pistons move and things like that, that car is not worth anything. What's the point of having a car that can't run? With shiny tires, shiny fenders, and shiny everything, amen, brand new, 2019, 2020, 2021, whatever it may be, but it can't run. I don't need a car like that. It just takes up space. Amen. But with God, amen, with God, amen, you need to have, amen, you want to obtain something from God, amen, it's not just about the mechanics, saints. That's why I said, amen, it could be dangerous, amen, for you to just be so lax. I know these things. I've heard them 40 years. I know them. And then you don't recognize the moving of the Holy Spirit. To you, you're afraid of it. To you, you're scared. Amen. To you, amen, a young person or something like that gets excited about God. We talk about the Baptists doing that, amen. Some of us, we do the exact same thing. Somebody gets excited about God. We don't do that in this church. Yeah, that's the reason why we don't move sometimes. Because we don't do that in this church. We don't do that in this church. Amen? Praise God. You know, whatever environment you put an egg in, that's how it's going to hatch, you know? You put an egg under a cold environment, amen, it ain't going to hatch. You put an egg under a warm and hot environment, it'll hatch. Pow! Break out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Get under the environment of the Word and the preaching and some shouting and dancing and stuff like that. Amen. That starchiness will get out of you. Unless you're just, your mind's so seared then God can't do nothing with you. So see, we need Marthas in our life. We need mechanics, but we also need Marys in our life. We need dynamics too. God, Brother Branham did not say, get rid of the mechanics, let's only take dynamics. Amen. No, he said, let's take dynamics and let's take mechanics. Both make this thing move. Saints, amen. Amen. This one thing, amen, have I desired, amen, in my life. Amen. The one thing that matters most, amen, are you lacking that in your life? Amen. What is that one thing that is hindering you? Amen. Seek and you shall find. Look in your life. Hey, we're living in a late hour, saints. For you to just be, I think about it this way. You know, our seeing some of our young people, amen. Zach was just excited there at those meetings, amen. She was just jumping around. I saw even Esther jumping around. Saw Kaylee, amen. Zoe, amen. Praising God and crying to God. I mean, they're literally doing that. Bella was in it. Zoe went through the prayer line and she was like, "What's going on? What's going on?" When she saw me there at the prayer line, then she kind of relaxed a little bit, you know. She didn't know what to do. She didn't understand. But man, it does something to you, saints, amen. To see young people, amen, excited about God. Like I said earlier, I'd rather see them do that than at a pop concert. And if that, you know, I can't help it that you're not like that. That's between you and God. That's fine. I don't know what you're going to do in heaven. There's going to be excitement in heaven. David talked about joy, you know. And even hell, there's going to be excitement in hell. There's going to be gnashing of teeth and things like that. People ain't going to stay still. I mean, people are going to, you know, there's going to be. Where Boyd said, dancing on the coals. Amen. Wherever you go, there's going to be excitement. But you know, a young person, let's just take it like this, for example. A little kid, when he's born in life, amen, he's not still. A little baby, amen. A toddler, amen. He's not still. He's moving and touching. And he wants to run. I mean, Sister Anna, amen. Dealing with little David, I mean, he just, you know, just I don't see how they can do it, amen. I pray for you, Brother Anderson and Sister Anna. But I'm sure little Sarah's helping you guys. But they can't stay still. That's part of a little kid. That's part of a person that is born again, that just come in. Amen. He's excited about God. A little young person excited about God. Why would you go down there and try to quench that? Why would we that we are older now and all we do is maybe worry about, you know, and argue about the color of the paint on the wall and the color of the paint on the carpet and all that kind of stuff. Amen. You've gone through that already. Don't quench those that are going through that in their life. Let them go through that in their life. They need that. They need that in their life so that they can at some point grow, sit down and listen to the word then. Then teaching can help them, but they have gotten that foundation. Amen. You see, a little kid does not stay, you know, inactive. I mean, moving around forever. Eventually, they get to be teenagers. Eventually, they'll get to be adults. Amen. Let's be careful to not do that to our young people. I beg you. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen. And that's the thing that I say. I use that example. Amen. So a young person gets excited. I get excited. Even us adults, amen, we get excited about God. Amen. Just step right in it. Amen. Start practicing because that's what's going to happen in heaven. I don't see us, amen, just sitting there. Amen. Praise God. There's Jesus Christ, the one of all. Always wanted to see. I don't see that, saints. I don't see that. Amen. So if you don't want to do it, then don't get in the way of those that do want to do it. Don't get in the way of those that want to. Amen. Praise God. Brother Branham says here, amen. If the brothers could put these quotes, amen. We'll end with this. Now we're too busy talking about other things. I think that's the reason many people who love him, watch what he says here. That's the reason why many people who love him fail to see him. Martha loved Jesus, but she failed to get that part that Mary got. But she was so encumbered about the time and everything that has to be done. She failed the good part. She failed to get that. Who love him fail to see him. We're so busy with our creeds and denominations and business about the churches and memberships and getting more members and things. We're too busy to talk about him. You know, he's talking to the Pentecostals. Let's just bring it down home. You know, we're too busy about everything else, you know, that we do. Amen. If it gets in the way of God, amen, something's wrong. If it's helped to advance the kingdom of God, then praise God. Amen. We're too busy to talk about him. He's the Word. We're too interested in what the some creed, some textbook, or something else says. How many members can we get in, vote them in? Shall we take this one, that one, the other one? We should be constantly giving ourselves to the Word of God and prayer, studying the Word. But we're too interested in something else. I didn't say that. The prophet that you believe that God sent said that. And that was 1964 after the seals. Watch what he says in 1961. He says, but they in that day was too busy, took up with other things and casting their nets and going back to the fishing, talking about the disciples. And we are today the same thing. It's took up with so many different this, that, and the other, and so many isms, and so many denominations, and so many organizations, and the chief presbyter, and we got to really watch what kind of a meeting we cooperate with, because the district superintendent will turn us out. And then if we go down to such and such a meeting, the pastor will turn us out. And if the bishop will do something to us, or the church will excommunicate us. Oh, and we're so busy watching our members to see that they don't go to no other church or have anything else to do but just our little clique. I didn't say that. He said it. We're so busy with that. It's just like swapping members one with another, and it's just like taking one corpse from one morgue to another. Just exactly. Saints, amen. What is more important to you? Amen. Mechanics? Dynamics? Because you're wrong too if you just like dynamics. No, we need them both. It's one thing, amen, the one thing that matters the most, and that is God. Don't put nothing else in your life. Don't let busyness get in your way. I have decided, amen, this year, amen, I don't want the rest of the year to go the way I started. Amen. I want it to be different. I've proven, amen, that 30 minutes in prayer did something that same day. What could prayer every single day of your life do for you and for the ones around you? Amen. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that I want that experience that Bella had, amen, to continue. I don't want her to just, amen, to just incline herself to just that and that's it. Amen. You got to grow. Amen. You got to grow. You pray for her. Pray for her. She's thinking about getting rebaptized and things like that. Amen. You pray for her. Amen. But hey, it's got to start somewhere. Amen. And you know, sometimes, I had an aunt one time tell me in Greenville, South Carolina, and she said, if you could just talk to my son, you know, if you could just tell him, you know, because I was already serving the Lord at the time. I was in my early 20s. And if you could just tell him, you know, what it is, you know, you just got to see if you can get him straight. I just blank told her. I don't care if she was my aunt. I don't care. I said, you got to get straight. You straighten your life first, and then he can maybe see an example in you. But we want somebody else to straighten our kids, and we don't want to straighten ourselves. Oh, you don't like to hear that. But it's the truth, anyhow. You take that medal the way you want to. It's the truth. It all starts with you, parents. It all starts with the head. Amen. Brother Dale, you know, he's here. Amen. He's got to be the example to the rest of us. He's a pastor here. He's a head here. Amen. And if he's not doing right, amen, people are looking to him, amen, and seeing his example. The way the pastor goes is the west way the congregation goes. Amen. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the ministers, amen. Pray for those in charge, amen. Amen. Let's live this thing out different. Let's seek that thing that matters the most. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God. Amen. Let's have the musicians come. Let's just sing the song, amen. I will praise the Lord. I don't know what key we're in. Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Oh, I tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. Once again, oh, I will praise the Lord. Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. You just want to praise Him tonight? Sing it again. Oh, I will praise the Lord. He's the only thing that matters, saints. Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. One more time. Oh, just raise our hands to Him. Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. Key of F, key of F. Let's sing Victory is Mine. Victory is Mine.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine.
When I woke this morning,
oh, when I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that my Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, help me please. Then I got up singing, shouting, victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Satan to just get me behind. Oh, victory today is mine.
Love is mine. Love is mine.
Love is mine. The love is mine. Oh, love today is mine. For I told that devil to just get me behind, because the love of the Lord today is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today, it is mine. For I told that devil to just get thee behind, because the Holy Ghost today is mine.
What about healing? Healing is mine.
Healing is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Healing today. Just get me behind, because healing today, it is mine.
Once again, victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today, it is mine. Because I told that devil to just get me behind. Oh, victory today is mine.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. For it's in the name of Jesus, it's in the name of Jesus, that demons will have to flee. And when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Do you have the victory tonight? In the name of Jesus, it's in the name of Jesus that demons will have to flee. For when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen.
Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Keep singing, amen.
Today.
for praise. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. One thing that matters most. Amen. I don't know what matters most to you, amen, but I know what matters most to me is this word. That's what makes me excited. Amen. If you ain't excited about God, amen, I suggest, amen, you seek Him. You need to seek Him. Amen. Get prayer. Do whatever it needs to take. Amen. Praise God. Our sister has a testimony. Amen. If you want to come up, sister. Amen. Please do continue to remember Sister Frieda's son in prayer. Amen. As he's going through radiation and things. Amen. And just having side effects. And I'm sure his mind battles galore for Sister Frieda. Amen. But most importantly, amen, pray for his soul. Amen. God would just get a hold of that, amen. Even if the body doesn't get healed, amen, which we believe that it will. But if God doesn't, if that's not his desire for him, amen, that he gets that soul saved, amen. That's what we desire, amen. Praise God. That's what matters the most, amen. Our sister, come.
Thank the Lord Jesus. I was downstairs, so I was listening. Thank you for that message, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Indeed. I got a real live testimony of a Mary and Martha, actually. And I was the Martha in this case. I just moved down from Baltimore about 10 months ago. Last year, Memorial Day, is when I got down here. And so me and my son moved with my dad for a minute, and we're still there. So, and naturally, I'm used to being busy. That's how my mom was. So I'm used to being busy, household stuff, just busy. Cooking, cleaning, you know, the woman kind of stuff.
Yes.
And so my dad is more of the laid-back type. Like, mess don't bother him. It doesn't bother him if stuff everywhere. He just, that's how he is. Huh. He's a man, you know. So being there for 10 months, I'm not really, we didn't grow up close. So when him and my mother worked together, my mother did mostly everything in the house. So I didn't really know my dad to do anything. So I was used to things the way it was. My mom kept everything clean, cooked everything. So me being with my dad now, I was actually just now getting to see him in the light without, they're not together anymore, so now I'm getting to see my dad the way he is without my mom around anymore. So it was completely different. And so it was a battle for me, though. It was a real battle for me to be there and him not really helping. So I was doing everything. I was busy, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Of course, you got to do that because you got a child. But, you know, doing it for him, too, it started to bother me. Like, Dad, you need to do the dishes or something. You know, clean up after yourself, too. You know, it was getting to me. So after 10 months, I mean, I was talking to the Lord about it. I was like, God, you know, I don't want, you know, I'm not too used to him. We didn't grow up with our communication being too strong. So I'm not the type to sit down. Dad, let me tell you exactly what you need to do, okay? Mm-hmm. So it was more like, I'll take it, or he'll eat back here, take this in the kitchen. I'm like, Dad, I just did everything. Can you just, you know, maybe get up and put your own, you know, that's how I felt inside, just to be honest. Mm. So I was praying, because I don't want that on me. I don't want that my spirit to be bothered and disturbed. So after 10 months, it just kind of take a toll on you. So this is what the Lord gave me an answer one day. And my dad, he definitely listened to his messages. He plays Brother Brenham every day. He relaxes. He chills. He's older now, so he's more relaxed. He plays his messages all the time.
Praise the Lord.
But this is what God showed me after a while, after all the praying and everything. He showed me that I was Martha, and my dad is doing the necessary, one necessary thing. And when that came to me, I was like, wow, I'm the one that needs to chill. God showed me myself instead of my dad. He showed me what my dad was doing was necessary. And I was like, wow, I got to take a chill. So 2 days, you know, I started to relax, stop doing the dishes all the time. Everything don't need to be done. And I started spending more time with the Lord instead. Like, amen. You know, so that's funny how you brought that up. So thank the Lord for that. But this is a testimony that happened Sunday when I was here. And Isaac was with me, and he ended up having a game. He played sports. He's very good at it. That's one of his gifts. He's very athletic. But anyway, they ended up having a game that Sunday, and he was asking me if we can leave church to go. And I was like, well, I don't know about that. Depends on what time we get out. So he was bugging me about it all throughout the whole service, and I was just like, Isaac, we're putting God first. I'm not leaving here to go to no game or anything like that. It's just going to have to, you know, if we don't get out in time, it's just not going to work.
Yes.
So during the break, before second service, He was still nagging me about it. You know, Mom, can we make it? Can we go? Can we go? I'm like, Isaac, no, we're not going. We're not going. I said, you just got to, look, we got to put God first. Sports going to have to wait. And, I mean, he was just really getting on my nerve about it. So I told him the testimony about Brother Branham and how God ended up holding the plane for him that time when he went to go meet up with that lady. I know some of y'all know the story already. But how God held that plane for him. And I was trying to encourage Isaac to say, you never know what God can do if you put him first. You never know what he can do if you put him first.
Amen.
So Isaac was still discouraged. He's not going to do that for me, you know. I said, well, you never know. He can do it or he can not do it. But he can do it. If you put him first, you'd be surprised.
Amen.
So he was still kind of discouraged being dismayed. And just me and TC and the family went to the park on the break of the church during that break period. We just went out there, had a good time, fellowship, ate and everything. Isaac kind of sat around the van and didn't want to come out or anything. But finally he came out and ate and kind of still bugging me about it. So when we came back to service and everything, the game started at 4:20, but we were still in service. So my mind was already dismissed from it. Like, I know that's not going to work, so I'm not going to worry about it. But he was still bugging me about it. He was looking at his watch in church, falling asleep. I'm up here, you know, I was getting annoyed. But when we left service, I was like, well, Isaac, you never know. You might still can make it. So it'd take an hour for us to get home. But I was like, you never know. We might can still make it. You never know. No, we ain't going to make it. It's over. I don't care no more. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to worry about it. So we get back, and I just kind of laid back in my van for a minute. He got out. Next thing I know, Isaac come out the house with his face all lit up. Mom, the game don't start at 6:30. They're having another game. I just had to rejoice God in that moment because I knew, I mean, it was God all the way trying to show Isaac something that if we put him first, he can work out anything.
Right,
and even
right.
Something that God knew he cared about that, but God, I believe God was really trying to show him, Isaac, you put me first, and that goes for all of us and myself.
Amen.
Put him first, he can work everything else out. And another message is in that period of us waiting on anything, if we just can enjoy our life in the midst of all that, because Isaac could have enjoyed his whole day if he knew God was going to work that out at the end. But that's how I do sometimes. I'd be all worried up and worked up. And then when things worked out, I look back like, man, I could enjoy the rest of my day. But the devil will take what we give him. He'll take that joy. He'll take our emotions.
Right.
We can't give it to him. Just enjoy God and rejoice.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put God first. Amen. Do that. Be that Mary. Amen. I'm here to just take everything in. Amen. Everything else secondary. God will move on the scene. Praise God. Amen. All hearts and minds clear, Brother Dale. All right. So I think we got Sunday school. It starts this Sunday, right? Yeah. All the Sunday schools, remember, all of them start except for Brother Wade at 9:45. So all the kids, amen. And again, it was mentioned that if you don't know where you need to put your young child or whatever, talk to Sister Monica, Sister Aunt Anna, Brother Boyd, and Rachel, she's still traveling. She's out west right now, but right now it'll be Sister Lisa out in the back. So, amen. And that'd be nice. It's nice that we're starting Sunday school again for our little ones, amen, for the youth. Praise the Lord. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
I hope something was said that would help you to the rest of the year. Amen. Praise God. Let's just bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We appreciate, Heavenly Father, Lord, that your word, Father God, encourages us. Lord, it teaches us, Father God. Lord, it trains us. But, Father God, sometimes it rebukes us, Father God. And, Lord, we want to take it the same way every time, Father. Help us to humble ourselves, Lord. Help us to check our lives, Lord. And, Lord, wherever we're failing at, Lord God, if we don't have you as the most important thing in our lives, Lord God, then help us to check ourselves, Lord. Lord Jesus, let this not be the same service, Lord God, that we came in, Father God. But, Lord Jesus, help us to leave here, Father God, still masticating on these things, Father God, chewing on these things, Lord, as we ride down the road and as we go through the week, Father God. And it would bring, Father God, a joy in our hearts, Lord God, when we come here to hear the word here this Sunday, Father God. Lord, we love you. We commit ourselves into your hands. And we ask for protection for our brothers and sisters as they go home tonight, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things now. Amen, amen.